Sei in compagnia di SBS Italian.
Telecomando io, guida ai programmi della SBS TV.
Questa sera alle 20:30 su SBS il film americano Siriana, diretto da Steven Gagan. La pellicola sottolinea l'influenza dell'industria petrolifera sulla politica non solo americana ma internazionale. Gli attori principali sono George Clooney, Matt Damon e Jeffrey Wright.
Imagine 30% of America unable to heat their houses. Or gasoline $20 a gallon at the pump.
It's running out. And 90% of what's left is in the Middle East. This is a fight to the death.
I think we've got something that utilizes your specific skill set.
His money's in a lot of dark corners.
I want you to take him from his hotel, drug him, put him in the front of a car, and run a truck into him at 50 miles an hour.
It's good to have you back in town, Bob.
You want to know what the business world thinks of you? We think 100 years ago you were living out here in tents in the desert chopping each other's heads off, and that's exactly where you're going to be in another 100.
Sempre venerdì a mezzanotte e 25 su SBS il film A Dangerous Method. Si tratta della storia di Sigmund Freud e Carl Jung, ritenuti i padri della moderna psicoterapia, entrambi sedotti dalla paziente Sabina Spielrein. Il film è diretto da David Cronenberg, attori principali Michael Fassbender, Keira Knightley e Viggo Mortensen.
Sex.
Male.
Family.
Child.
Divorce.
No.
Professor Freud.
Dr. Jung.
I've simply opened a door. It's for the young men like yourself to walk through it.
Perhaps she's the one for your experimental treatment.
Tell me about the first time you can remember being beaten by your father.
It excited me.
Sabato alle 20:30 su Viceland, un altro film americano, Margin Call, diretto da J.C. Chandor, con Kevin Spacey, Paul Bettany, Jeremy Irons, Stanley Tucci e Demi Moore. Il film racconta 24 ore a Wall Street.
Mr. Dale, these are extraordinary times, as you very well must know.
I don't understand.
The majority of this floor is being let go today.
Eric, I'm very sorry.
I was working on something, but they wouldn't let me finish it. So, take a look at it. Be careful.
Yeah, hello?
I need you guys to come back up here.
Wait a second.
Just trust me, okay? I need you guys back here now.
Wait a minute, what am I looking at?
This figure here.
Whoa, is that...
It gets ugly in a hurry.
Is that figure right?
Looks pretty right to me.
There are $8 trillion of paper around the world relying on that equation.
But we were wrong.
No, you mean you were wrong.
Sabato alle 23:30 su SBS, in diretta la Premier League. L'incontro in programma questa settimana è Watford-Crystal Palace. Domenica alle 21:40 su SBS il documentario di Michael Moore Where to Invade Next, ovvero quale sarà il prossimo paese da invadere? Michael Moore, noto autore di documentari e vincitore del premio Oscar con Bowling for Columbine, questa volta si reca in Europa, in particolare in Italia, in Francia, in Norvegia, in Portogallo e in Islanda, per mostrare in particolare al pubblico americano che forse altri paesi hanno trovato soluzioni ad alcuni problemi che gli Stati Uniti non riescono a risolvere.
Prepare to be shocked.
This is what American children eat for lunch.
It's like an episode of CSI here.
Get ready for the movie that is so dangerous.
I'm going to plant the American flag in your living room.
The powers that be don't want you to see.
How much debt do you have here being a student?
You know what I mean by debt?
Not really.
Debt is when you owe other people a whole lot of money.
No, we don't have any.
We don't have.
The American dream seemed to be alive and well everywhere but America.
Domenica alle 22 su Viceland torna il ciclismo con un'altra classica di primavera, la Liegi-Bastogne-Liegi. Lunedì alle 21:35 su Viceland segnaliamo un altro film americano. Si tratta della storia di spionaggio con toni decisamente comici Burn After Reading, ovvero brucia questo documento dopo averlo letto. Il film è diretto dai fratelli Coen, gli attori principali sono George Clooney, Brad Pitt e John Malkovich.
This is some senior guy who screwed the pooch.
This could put a big dent in my surgeries.
Big time.
I have gone just about as far as I can go with this body.
Right.
Hello.
Osborne Cox?
Yes.
I thought you might be worried about the security of your shit. I've been
working on the car. What you're engaged in is blackmail.
I'm a mere good Samaritan.
Give me the CD.
As soon as you give us the money, dickwad.
Martedì alle 4.30 del mattino su SBS in diretta una partita che potrebbe cambiare il destino e la stagione della Roma. Si tratta infatti della semifinale di Champions League che i giallorossi giocheranno con il Liverpool ad Anfield Road. Mercoledì alle 21.30 su Viceland il film The World According to Garp, tradotto in italiano letteralmente Il mondo secondo Garp. La pellicola è diretta da George Roy Hill, interprete principale Robin Williams.
Garp.
Garp.
Garp?
Yes, garp.
Sounds like a fish.
Hey, Garp, you want to play?
Yes.
Not tonight. I have a headache.
Every night you have a headache.
My name is T.S. Garp.
What's T.S. stand for?
Terribly sexy. I used to be terribly shy, but I changed.
Don't be a baby, Duncan. Say dada.
T.S. Garp. Not the bastard son of Jenny Field!
We are civilized people!
Giovedì alle 20.35 su SBS inizia la seconda stagione di The Handmaid's Tale, la serie che l'anno scorso ha ottenuto un grande successo per la SBS. Tratta dal noto romanzo della scrittrice canadese Margaret Atwood, The Handmaid's Tale racconta la storia di un futuro oppressivo in cui solo poche donne possono avere figli, vengono soggiogate e non possono lavorare, leggere o maneggiare denaro. E per oggi è tutto, buona visione sui nostri canali televisivi e su SBS On Demand.
Ascolta altre storie in italiano. Visita sbs.com.au/italian.